Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, Laurie Scott. Laurie, you were telling us in the first half that you kind of have your story and you know the end and then you engineer it backwards.
Well, I've only really written one entire novel, so I'm not speaking from a great deal of experience, but I do start with a very rough outline. I find that if I try to detail every single event in the story, I just hit a wall. The best thing for me is to sit down and just write, and then the ideas start to flow. But I do have my characters more or less established at the beginning. That changed. There were other characters that just wanted to be in the story, and out of nowhere, they wrote themselves into the story, fully formed with their own personalities, and that helped to move the plot along. I found that I had to kill a few others off, too.
In the book, Lily is a writer. What did this mean to you in your development of her character? How did her occupation contribute to the plot?
Well, in every mystery or crime series, there has to be a reason for the main character to continually become involved in life and death dramas. And usually that happens through a detective or a forensic investigator, something like that. I wanted to give Lily an occupation that would allow her to move around. So instead of being just in one city all of the time, being a writer allows her to leave the area to pursue research and her investigation, and it could lead to some interesting new settings down the road.
Mm-hmm. Right now the book is called In Like a Lion, but mm-hmm. apparently you changed the book's title at the last minute.
Yes, I did. Originally the book was called March Break, and I really like that title because the word break, as it pertains to my plot, has multiple layers of meaning. It is a prison break to start with. And then a lot of lucky breaks come her way. Also, there's a breaking wide open of secrets. And in a literal sense, part of the story takes place during March break. Also, near the end, the climax of the story is on a frozen lake and the ice breaks. So there is a lot of room there to play with the meaning of the word break. Right. However, when I submitted my book to Cressy Lakeside Books, David Carpenter, who is one of the creators of the co-op, he suggested to me that I find a better title, because he said that readers will select a book or walk right on by it, depending on the appeal of the title. He was afraid that someone might mistake my book for a story about young people on spring break at Fort Lauderdale. And he was right, absolutely. So he suggested that I mine the story for a phrase or a theme that would be more appealing. And that was easy, because the very first line of chapter one is, "In like a lion, out like a lamb." And there is also other lion imagery in the book, which I was able to use. Also, coincidentally and happily, Lily's initials are L-A-M. And I didn't realize this at first. And then partway through making the revisions, I thought, oh, out like a lamb. So I was able to capitalize on that and rewrite the ending a little bit so that I had another metaphor all of a sudden that I could use.
And what about the cover?
I originally wanted to paint the cover design, but when I changed the title, I kept seeing this image of a ferocious lion's face in the night sky with a blizzard, and I saw Lily running into the storm. So it seemed to me that Photoshop would lend itself better to that kind of imagery. So I used four or five different photographs, and I changed them quite a lot and just manipulated them until I got the image that was in my head. I reproduced it on the cover.
Now, you've published this book with Cressy Lakeside Books, and it's a new writer's co-op, so that's a different setup. Can you tell us a little bit about the co-op and how it's different from traditional publishing?
Sure. Cressy Lakeside Books is the brainchild of David Carpenter, Peter Blundell, and Sheila Mathers. About 3 years ago, they wanted to create this enterprise as a way to support Prince Edward County writers. So it's not really self-publishing, and it's not really traditional publishing. It's somewhere in between. They give guidance and direction and resources and the use of their imprint. They're not in it for profit. And although their distribution channels are limited right now, authors get 100% of the royalties, which is nice. And I will probably, well, I will publish my next book with them, simply because I like them. We have a good working relationship. And it's such a long process to go from manuscript to seeing a book on a shelf. Just as an example of this, when I finished my first manuscript, I sent it off to a few agents and almost immediately got a phone call from an agent who liked the book and offered to represent me, and that was very exciting. He suggested a few revisions, which I made, and he shopped it around to publishers. But my agent was a little older, and he decided to retire before my contract was quite finished, and I was back at square one. Mm-hmm. So Cressy Lakeside came along at a very good time for me.
Well, perhaps you could read us a little more from In Like a Lion?
I will do that. In this passage, it's much later in the plot. Lily is aboard a cruise ship, and how she got there is a long story, but no one knows she's on the ship except for someone she met rather casually who thinks that she is Kate from Baltimore. She now has to decide how she's going to get off this ship without being caught by the authorities when it docks at San Juan. Lily leaned against the railing of the aft deck as the Grand Princess began to pick up speed. Other passengers had similarly gathered to watch the departure from Tortola. Lily's focus shifted from the coast to the churning waters below. It looked opaque and foreboding now. In darkness, even with the wake illuminated by the ship's lights, it would be downright terrifying. In a few hours, she'd have to take the plunge, and she was beginning to doubt her courage. She stretched as far forward as the railing would permit and bent her head over the side. Will I get knocked out when I hit the water? Will I get sucked into the ship's giant propellers? She searched her memory for accounts of passengers going overboard. The only ones she came up with involved foul play or drunken antics. Some lived, some didn't. What sane person would jump intentionally? Lily wasn't sure which was worse, the dreadful fear or the despair that was creeping in as she began to realize she wasn't up for this challenge. Hey, Kate! Jarred from her thoughts, Lily abruptly straightened and turned to find Jeanette approaching with a drink in her hand. I spotted your pink shirt from up there at the bar, Jeanette said, gesturing behind them. She laughed. Not thinking of jumping, are you? Just watching the sea roll by. It's kind of humbling. A little scary, if you ask me. Jeanette leaned into the railing. I'm going to miss this. They stood side by side in silence for a few moments as the sound of voices and laughter rose and fell behind them, and the warm wind washed over their skin. Lily gazed at the horizon, and Abby's premonition came rushing at her. You'll be going on a cruise. I see you leaning on the railing of a large ship and looking out over the water. Lots of people and laughter. Oh! Lily exclaimed, and involuntarily she clapped a hand over her mouth. She looked into Jeanette's startled face. Sorry, it's just... Well, you'll think this is crazy, but I went to see a psychic a while ago before we planned this trip, and she said I'd be going on a cruise. I'd forgotten, but her words just popped into my head. Oh, I don't think it's crazy, Jeanette said. I believe in premonitions and all that stuff. I'm more of a skeptic, but I have to admit, this is strange. Jeanette scrutinized her face, and Lily was glad she was wearing her sunglasses this time. You might think this is even crazier, but sometimes my dreams have messages for me, like... I'll dream about someone I haven't seen in years, and then out of the blue they'll call me. It's bizarre. Lily smiled and nodded. But then, sometimes my dreams make absolutely no sense, Jeanette continued. Like this morning, I had this weird dream just before waking. The ship was approaching San Juan, and I was running from something, I don't know what. I just knew I had to get away. I grabbed some water wings and jumped overboard. Me, of all people who can't even swim. She laughed. A tingle crept up Lily's spine. What happened then? I swam. It was dark and scary, but I just kept dog paddling until I got to shore, and then I saw this road, and I followed it into San Juan. Then I woke up. Did you see sharks or anything dangerous in this dream? No, I think I might have died in my sleep if that had happened. Strange what the unconscious mind can produce. It sure is, Jeanette said. Well, I better find Greg. It was nice chatting with you. Same here. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, Jeanette. You too, Kate. As Jeanette left, Lily turned to face the sea once again. It looked just as uninviting as it had minutes before, but a calm had descended. She'd been given the little push she needed to get overboard. The idea that Jeanette's dream augured a positive outcome was something she would have rejected mere days ago, before Claire and Kate and Abby. Before the miraculous string of events that had set her on this path, was it luck or fate, coincidence or divination? She pictured the colorful illustrations of characters on Claire's tarot cards. Magician or fool, Lily would go over that railing.
Well, I hope she makes it.
She does.
So where can listeners buy your novel, Laurie?
It's available at any Prince Edward County bookstore. Books and Company is one. The local store, they have a lot of things created by local artists and artisans and authors, food producers, musicians. Chapters in Belleville in their local author section. Kindle Online is another spot where you can download the book for much less expensive.
Well, many thanks, Laurie, for coming in today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Laurie Scott, who's been telling us about her mystery novel, In Like a Lion. And listeners, if you'd like to connect with us here at the program, please send your comments, queries, or suggestions to our website, wordonthehills.com. At the website, you'll find all our programs archived and available to listen to anytime and from anywhere. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.